Welcome to the Million Dollar Handbook, U Squared. Written and narrated by Dr. Price Pritchett. Copyright 2018 Pritchett LP. Terms for the single user license can be found at pritchettnet.com/legal.
U Squared, a high velocity formula for multiplying your personal effectiveness in quantum leaps. For my friend, you. U Squared. If you do not expect it, you will not find the unexpected, for it is hard to find and difficult. Heraclitus, 500 BC. A true story. I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden back among the pine trees about an hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon, late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life-or-death struggle going on a few feet away. There's a small fly burning out the last of its short life's energies in a futile attempt to fly through the glass of the windowpane. The whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy. Try harder. But it's not working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. Ironically, the struggle is part of the trap. It is impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. Nevertheless, this little insect has staked its life on reaching its goal through raw effort and determination. This fly is doomed. It will die there on the windowsill. Across the room, 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time, and this small creature could reach the outside world it seeks. With only a fraction of the effort now being wasted, it could be free of this self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach, something dramatically different? How did it get so locked in on the idea that this particular route and determined effort offer the most promise for success? What logic is there in continuing, until death, to seek a breakthrough with more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly. Regrettably, it's an idea that will kill. Trying harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieving more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. Sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. The promise. Are you ready for this? Right now, in this moment, you are capable of exponential improvement in your performance. You can multiply your personal effectiveness, hit new highs, and shatter your old achievement records. The results you can have will be hard for you to imagine. You can become U squared. You don't have to settle for things as they are now. That can change dramatically. If you're ready, life is prepared to give you a breakthrough experience. You can jump to a higher orbit of achievement, live the dream, enjoy a completely different plane of success. Also, you don't have to be content with improving things incrementally or gradually. Just as your level of performance can improve drastically, so can your rate of accomplishment. Furthermore, the U squared formula requires far less effort than you've given in the past. You haven't been reaching your full potential. So far, you haven't even come close. No matter how you wish to measure success, regardless of how you define achievement, you have barely scratched the surface of what you personally can accomplish. But maybe the time has come to change all that. Maybe you're ready to make a quantum leap. Quantum leaps. Quantum leap is a term taken from the vocabulary of the new physics, quantum physics, the science behind such technological breakthroughs as lasers, television, computers, space communication, and nuclear energy. Quantum physics is described as the most powerful science ever conceived by human beings. It requires a major rethinking of such concepts as time and space and how human consciousness operates. Quantum physics also has staggering implications regarding you, your potential, and the power of your mind. To put it simply, as human beings, we are going to have to reframe our ideas about the universe and how we fit into it. Fred Alan Wolfe, in his award-winning book titled Taking the Quantum Leap, describes the term as the explosive jump that a particle of matter undergoes in moving from one place to another. In a figurative sense, taking the quantum leap means taking a risk, going off into an uncharted territory with no guide to follow. Physicists studying quantum mechanics note the particles make these jumps without apparent effort and without covering all the bases between the starting and ending points. What's going on here? How does this happen? And is it possible for you as an individual to do something very similar in your personal performance? U squared. Most people operate with a mindset that assumes success comes one step at a time. The unspoken but popular notion is that we must move systematically from our present level of achievement to the next. Then, the thinking goes, from that stage, we can begin working toward graduating to still the next higher level in the sequence. Gradual progress. This is an unfortunate misconception, and it's clearly reflected in the way people function. They go about day to day striving to make incremental gains in their performance. That's pretty routine. That's the pathway of conventional growth. But your life simply does not have to operate that way. Advancing at a measured pace, step by step from where you are to a little bit better, ordinarily feels easier, more natural, even safer. But in certain areas of your life, you can just as easily think in terms of skipping levels. You can move from your present level of achievement to one that is several stages higher, directly. You make the quantum leap. You become U squared. Instead of accepting present circumstances or being content with gradual improvement, you go for a breakthrough. U squared implies an explosive jump in your personal performance that puts you far beyond the next logical step. It's a formula for stunning advances in achievement and the realization of your dreams. The concept is one of exponential gains rather than incremental progress. You might compare it to multiplying instead of adding. It means a geometric progression in your effectiveness. Now that's exciting as well as provocative, but it gets even better. Remember, quantum leaps can come without apparent effort. These are high-velocity moves that carry you to dramatically higher performance levels without a time-consuming struggle. Quantum leaps seem to violate common sense, utterly. The idea of moving to a higher orbit and skipping several rungs on the achievement ladder in the process strikes people as far-fetched, maybe even outrageous. After the fact, quantum leaps may be viewed as practical, sensible, even obvious moves, but they typically do not come to you as the obvious moves at the moment. Usually, it's in retrospect that you perceive their hidden logic and elegance. Invariably, quantum leaps are not complex or intricate maneuvers. They tend to be simple, energy efficient, and time-saving. U squared, the quantum leap strategy, can deliver those special dreams and ambitions that you instinctively feel should be yours. But the breakthrough demands a radical departure from some of your habits. Change your personal rules for success. Leveraging up your personal effectiveness by an order of magnitude, going from U to U squared, is not a commonplace idea. You shouldn't be surprised to hear that unconventional success calls for unconventional approaches. Quantum leaps require paradoxical behavior, unusual moves, actions that, on the surface, often seem to contradict common sense. As human beings, though, we ordinarily go with the obvious. We fall into the habit of relying on behaviors that seem to have worked best for us over the years. When we take an approach that seems to be very serviceable and which enables us to perform well and succeed, we become very attached to it. We don't readily relinquish that habit pattern. In fact, there's a tendency to follow our favorite approach more and more often, such that we get better and better at handling that particular way. This adroitness with a certain approach results in our overdependence on the strategies and tactics it involves. We resist new maneuvers because they make us feel clumsy, awkward, more at risk. But if you want to accelerate your rate of achievement rapidly, you must search out and vigorously employ new behaviors, new attitudes. You must be willing to break out of your routines in order to make the quantum leap. The things that worked for you in the past very likely could sooner or later lose their serviceability. Even if your customary approach still holds promise for maintaining your present level of performance and growth curve, it may not help you much if you want to hit far higher achievement levels. And if you continue to rely on those old routines, maybe even leaning on them most when your performance flattens out or sags, you create a trap for yourself. There's a certain irony here. Your historically most dependable behaviors can become the major obstacles to future success. It's possible for them to cripple your progress. They may stand as a personal boundary line that limits what you can accomplish with your life. There is, however, another course of action. It is the way of the quantum leap, U squared. The following chapters explain the peculiar strategy that is involved. Quit trying harder. Quantum leaps cannot be achieved through incremental steps or through more of the same. You've got to shift gears. You have to follow new patterns of thought and action. The rules of what works and what doesn't always change when you're trying to make a move from normal performance to U squared. Stop and think about it. Here's the way it goes. More of the same usually just gives you more of the same. Of course, if that's mainly what you're after, fine. Try a little harder and get a little bigger payoff. Try a lot harder and you can expect a lot better results. Right? Well, possibly, but it's definitely not a sure thing. Sooner or later, you're going to reach the point where you can't try any harder. It may be that your spirit flags, or that your physical and mental resources are stretched to the limit. And often, well before you come to that set of circumstances, you reach the point of diminishing returns. Trying harder and harder starts producing less and less. Sometimes, in fact, intensifying your efforts produces nothing except bigger problems. As a case in point, go back to the story of the fly. That little insect could have turned away from the window 180 degrees and followed the path of least resistance as it flew to the open door. A quantum leap to freedom. 10 seconds of effortless flight would have produced total success, while hours of frustration and panic spent beating its wings against the glass were destined to end fruitlessly in death on the dusty windowsill. Now, this is not an argument against self-discipline or persistence. Those are true virtues. Over a lifetime, they can make a powerful contribution to success and achievement. They're fundamental to the development of your talents. It's extremely important to apply yourself diligently, and sometimes staying power is what delivers a big win. But ordinarily, you will find that trying harder produces only incremental gains, not quantum leaps. Also keep in mind that trying harder, even a lot harder, sometimes offers little more than a straight path to burnout. Attempting to succeed through more of the same, being resolute, and relying on committed effort can blind you to better pathways. If you want to make a quantum leap, quit thinking about trying harder. More effort isn't the answer. Ignore conventional approaches. Get ruthless about trying something different. Ordinarily, we achieve conventional growth because we think along conventional lines. We experience reasonable performance gains because we rely on reasonable approaches. We find ways to make modest improvements in our level of success because we go looking for nothing more. Quantum leaps require you to abandon the status quo. Instead of once again trying what you've always done, maybe with a little more intensity and determination, ignore the usual. U squared requires an abrupt change in behavior. Look for a paradoxical move. For example, consider reversing your feel. Try being illogical. Ricochet. If you're trying to climb over the wall, open a door and walk through. If you're pushing against the river, try going with the flow. Use finesse instead of effort. You must do something new. The tendency, when you stall out or begin to level off in your performance, is to go back to the basics and do what you do best. But doing what you do best can be the worst thing you could do. It really doesn't matter how well you can do something if it's the wrong thing to do. Faith in the familiar sets the trap. And you spring it when you reinvest yourself in what logically seems like it should work because it usually worked in the past. To make a quantum leap, you've got to break out of the rut where you've been running. Second guess your routines. Overcome the addiction to your old methodologies. Set a new pattern. If the things you're doing have quit working, stop doing them. Focus on what works. If you'll just quit what you've been doing, instead of doggedly doing it harder, you at least create an opportunity, some white space, to do something else. Quantum leaps come when you seek the elegant solution. So look for an approach characterized by simplicity, precision, efficiency, neatness. It won't be as complex or time-consuming as your present struggle. Overall, it will be less demanding of your energies and emotions, and it probably will not be familiar to you. U squared calls for a fresh perspective, a deft move, a path of least resistance. There is a way you can do more with less. Think beyond what common sense would allow. Most of us can be found flying too close to the ground. Too often we don't give ourselves permission to soar. It's time to start focusing on possibilities rather than on limits or obstacles. Making a quantum leap means moving outside your mental boundaries. If you will rethink how you're thinking, you can multiply your performance potential. You must let your desires guide you instead of allowing yourself to be boxed in by perceived constraints. Seeking the quantum leap means violating the boundary of the probable. It means achieving well beyond the obvious. So don't limit your desires to what you think you can have. Start going after what you want. This means you must give yourself permission to dream, to risk. You must set yourself free. A 10 or 20% improvement isn't the idea at all. That would represent only incremental gains. That might be an impressive performance in some situations, like if there were unusual obstacles or a very difficult set of circumstances. But while such a goal might be challenging, it would not represent a quantum leap. Instead of an additional 10% or so, a quantum leap produces a dramatic and multiple gain, an exponential increase. Quantum leaps are, by definition, rather astounding, certainly unconventional. Don't get the idea that absolutely anything you can think of is possible. It isn't. But in some areas of your life, what lies within your reach is enough to stagger the mind. You can double your level of success, triple it. Far beyond that, you can leverage up your performance to the second or third or fourth power, or beyond. True, there are limits. But you don't need to worry about them. Your real limits are far beyond your artificial mental boundaries. The real limits won't box you in, but the false ones you're carrying around in your mind are a self-imposed prison. So how do you break out of that jail? Through surrender. You have to forfeit some of your old beliefs, sacrifice some of those sensible thinking patterns. So-called common sense can be a curse that puts a ceiling on how far you reach or how high you fly. U squared, the quantum leap strategy, is based on uncommon sense. Suspend disbelief. act as if your success is for certain. Instead of holding back because you don't have hard proof that you can make a quantum leap, see if you end up with evidence proving you can't. Just make the jump. Act as if your success is guaranteed. And then, see which set of ideas you should believe in. Your mindset for the moment may be flawed by doubt and skepticism. The idea of making quantum leap in your performance, jumping from your present level of achievement to one several stages higher in one bold stroke, it's an alien idea. You haven't been trained to think that way. You may have definite reservations about the possibility that you can make such exponential improvement at all, particularly with less effort and in a very abbreviated time frame. The experts generally agree, though, that people typically use only about 10% of their true potential. If we accept that argument, and even if there were no other resources outside yourself that you could bring to bear on the situation, you still could do 10 times as well as you've been doing. Your skepticism, which you presume is based on rational thinking and an objective assessment of factual data about yourself, is rooted in mental junk. Your doubts are not the product of accurate thinking, but habitual thinking. Years ago, you accepted flawed conclusions as correct. You began to live your life as if those warped ideas about your potential were true, and you ceased the bold experiment in living that brought you many breakthrough behaviors as a child. Now it's time for you to find the faith you had in yourself before. If you want to be skeptical of some ideas that truly deserve to be called into question, challenge the thoughts and beliefs that have argued against your taking a quantum leap. Put those old inhibiting ideas to the test by going for it with everything you've got. For right now, just suspend disbelief. You don't have to be convinced that you can succeed in making a quantum leap, but don't keep on believing those old ideas you've been carrying around about your personal limits. If it'll make it easier, hold off for a while on believing anything. Just act like you have complete faith. Merely do what you'd do if you knew you were going to succeed. Behave like you have that total conviction. Doubt is what does the most damage, so don't give it any mental space. Proceed boldly, as if it is completely inconceivable that you will experience anything other than a successful quantum leap. If you must doubt something, doubt your limits. Focus on ends rather than means. You don't have to know how you're going to get there, but you need to know where you want to go. It's crucial to have a crystal clear picture of what you want to accomplish. Operate with a sharply defined mental image of the outcome you seek. Rivet your attention on that spot where you are to land at the end of your quantum leap. Visualize your arrival. When you do that, it's like you magnetize yourself to the ways and means involved in the methodology for getting there. The solutions begin to appear. Answers come to you. If you start worrying about everything that will be involved in getting from here to there, you're bound to bog down in the questions about methodology. People always get hung up on the how-to aspects regarding a quantum leap. Skip it. The answers will come to you. And when they do, you probably will find them to be simple, streamlined solutions. See, a quantum leap is a move you're already prepared to make. You just haven't done it yet. You have the potential. The resources are available. The opportunity is there. What has been missing is your decision to go for it. Maybe this will help you frame the situation a lot better. The quantum leap is something you've been keeping from happening. It's not something you have to struggle to make happen. You don't really force it into existence. You just let it occur. The key is not to get in the way. A quantum leap is the unexpected that comes to you with sudden grace. You can open yourself to such a breakthrough. You can even invite it. But you can't make it happen by struggling harder or insisting on first developing the perfect plan. U-squared is achieved through an intuitive, instinctive discovery process based on a sense of direction and pursuit. If you have the answers and structure and certainty up front, it's not a quantum leap. The formula does not involve getting everything neatly organized and all the risks eliminated before you make your move. There's an element of hip shooting involved here. Don't count on having all the procedural issues for the journey buttoned down before you begin the trip. You must be willing to tolerate ambiguity, confusion, possibly even chaos for a while, just shaping the game plan as you go. Allow some disorder in your life. If you get too concerned with the step-by-step plan of action to be followed, you'll find yourself brooding over the potential problems and roadblocks that could be encountered. For now, all you need is an aiming point and action. A quantum leap, by definition, means moving into uncharted territory with no guide to follow. You personally draw the map as you go. Look at it this way. You're not supposed to be concerned about what happens in the middle of a jump. You're supposed to be thinking about where you're going to land. Rely on the unseen forces. Improving your performance by an order of magnitude, U squared, can sound unrealistic if you think of it as something you have to do all by yourself. But you don't. Forget the idea that you should be able to see, tangibly and in full view, all the resources necessary to leverage your performance so dramatically. There are resources you can access that cannot be seen, and they are far greater and more powerful than the resources you might readily observe. Absence of evidence is not evidence of their absence. Think of an iceberg where you see only the tip of what's really there. Just as real, though out of sight, are invisible resources ready to make a profound difference in what you can achieve. All you have to do is open up and let them in. Quantum leaps are merely the process of using yourself and your world differently, thus allowing other possibilities that exist to actually materialize. Your willingness to make a quantum leap is the enabler. You do not achieve your dreams, your full potential, through your own singular struggle. As mentioned earlier, neither raw effort nor sheer willpower is the answer. Trying as hard as you can will fall far short of taking you as far as you are capable of going. You must take advantage of the support systems you can't see. In a sense, making the quantum leap is like playing bridge. You don't bid your hand alone. Your bidding is also based on the power of your partner's cards. You don't really get to see those cards until it's time to play them, but you trust that they will bring valuable strength to your own hand. The unseen forces are phantom powers that cannot be fully explained. Maybe they strike you as rather mystical phenomena, but the truth is, they will make amazing contributions to your efforts. These unseen forces seem to operate through your subconscious mind, mental imagery, intuition, and luck. You might be hit with a flash of inspiration during a moment of solitude. A creative solution to a problem may come to you in a dream. A breakthrough idea can flash through your mind while you're visualizing your goal. Somehow, the resources you need just seem to appear by coincidence. Paint a vivid picture in your mind for these forces to know precisely what you want. In one way or another, the unseen forces will dazzle you with their impact. Count on it. Quantum leaps come easy when you plug into this remarkable power source. You don't have to understand it totally in order to use it, just as you don't have to comprehend the intricate physics of energy to flip a lamp switch and flood the room with light. When you focus constantly on a clear picture of what you want to accomplish and move toward it confidently, the unseen forces will rally to your support. These unknowns, these invisible resources, are the most powerful factors available to assist you in making the quantum leap to U squared. Choose a different set of risks. Going for the quantum leap feels chancy. The risks hit you as rather apparent and maybe threatening, but you must stack them up against the hidden risks you accept when you decide to live with the status quo. Ask yourself what you're risking if you do not go for the quantum leap. The risk is that you won't get what you really want out of life. You've got to understand that you can never escape risk. It's not something you can decide to live with or without. Something is always at stake. You can only decide which risk to take. Whether you choose to go for a quantum leap or to follow your usual routines, you're putting something on the line. So choose carefully and don't kid yourself with the idea that playing it safe by living with the status quo gives you the best odds. That may be the surest way of losing. Quantum leaps do mean that to some degree you must move beyond the zone of familiarity, security, and comfort. But you can make the jump to U squared without being reckless or impulsive. Frankly, making a quantum leap is not mere gambling. It's not a crapshoot. You simply move on an opportunity that you've been ignoring. You abandon your excuses. You reframe the problem. You take a completely different chance. A quantum leap is risking in a way that unmasks the truth, revealing how the only thing of significance that has been standing in the way is you. Risk believing in yourself. Risk acting on the assumption that you can succeed in making a quantum leap. Otherwise, the risk is that you will settle for only a fraction of what life has to give you. This isn't a case of taking a big chance. It's a matter of giving yourself a big chance. The major obstacle to overcoming the odds is never challenging them. Until you test the limits regarding what you can achieve, you can't truly know what your chances really are, and the odds change in your favor when you begin to challenge them. But if you try to minimize your vulnerability by avoiding a new set of risks, you kill your chances for a quantum leap. Trust in the power of pursuit. You've dreamed many dreams that were yours for the taking. In fact, almost all of them were well within your reach. Even now, most of what you dream of can be yours. The simple secret is the seeking. Pursuit. Dreams begin to crystallize into reality when they are pursued. The world behaves differently when you actually take action to go after what you want. What you wish could be starts becoming. The dream moves in your direction, begins to come to you, even as you reach for it. Consider this. The dreams that you've realized in life are those which you actively sought. That which you have achieved is what you decided to go for in one way or another. You can think positively all day long, all year, but positive action is what counts. Wishing, longing, wanting, desiring, these are not the same as pursuing a dream. These are mental states. And they can play an important role in the process of becoming U squared, but they are essentially passive. Pursuit, on the other hand, is active. Reaching for your dream is behaving, moving, and it shortens the distance between you and your desired objective. Most people confuse wishing and wanting with pursuing. Their desire for a dream may be desperate and deep, but when that desire fails to produce, they conclude the dream cannot be theirs. Actually, the only proof they have is that the longing is not enough. The data at hand merely prove that desire alone does not, cannot deliver. Pursuit is what makes the difference. Reaching for what you want alters the odds immediately and drastically of getting it. What you want becomes part of a dynamic exchange with the world and you in partnership when you act and extend yourself toward the dream. U squared is firmly based on the premise of pursuit. Quantum leaps require you to take the offensive. You can't achieve exponential gains in your success from a defensive posture. You can't remain in a passive stance and make a quantum jump. You must move on the dream. This means you must leave the cover, the safety that goes with merely wishing for something. You must place your trust in action. Ask. Seek. Knock, and the dream shall be yours. Seek failure. Quantum leaps demand a willingness to make mistakes. You cannot hole up in the safe zone of behavior where you've beaten the odds of failing. An unwillingness to encounter defeat or run into problems outlaws quantum leaps. Unless you allow yourself to make mistakes, to fail, you will never have the opportunity to test the limits of what you truly are capable of accomplishing. You must realize that if you're experiencing no difficulties, problems, or pain, you probably have aimed too low. You've leveled off in your growth and achievement. You probably are far from reaching your limits. So think of problems or pain or slippage in performance as a positive sign. A performance lag ordinarily occurs at the very outset when you're making a quantum leap. It's the pause during which you poised for the jump. The temporary loss of momentum that occurs in the process of changing gears. You deliberately destabilize yourself when you break out of the habit patterns that represent the status quo. You create some inner chaos for yourself. So, be prepared for the possibility of confusion, anxiety, and failure. That's part of opening yourself up to a new methodology that has the potential to deliver exponential performance gains. So often in life, it seems things first get worse on the way to getting better. So be prepared for that sort of development. Problems belong in the process. They're part of the equation that produces U squared. They're not proof that your ambitions are futile or that you should give up. As someone has said, everything looks like a failure in the middle. You can't bake a cake without getting the kitchen messy. Halfway through surgery, it looks like there's been a murder in the operating room. If you send a rocket toward the moon, about 90% of the time it's off course. It fails its way to the moon by continually making mistakes and correcting them. At the outset, you may feel high because going for a quantum leap is heady stuff. But then the hard reality of problems may slap you in the face. Progress often masquerades as trouble. It's easy to lose faith because other people may withdraw their support and be critical of your efforts. That, plus your own anxieties and uncertainties, can tempt you to turn on yourself. This is the crucial point in the process. Don't give up. Failure belongs here. It's a sign of progress. The stress will seduce you toward retreat to the safety of the status quo, to the trap of the familiar. Just remember this. Failure does not mean you're defeated. Actually, the struggle gives you strength. It's like tempering the steel or the soreness involved in developing muscles. The difficulties are just evidence that you're learning and progressing. So, go looking for failure and then use it. Don't interpret problems or breakdowns as proof that you should quit, but instead, take them as evidence of your growth and improvement. Failure is a resource. It helps you find the edge of your capacities. Get uncomfortable. Quantum leaps jerk you out of your comfort zone. Prepare yourself for a pretty wild ride. You're going to cover some unfamiliar terrain and encounter obstacles you've never faced before. It can feel like the safety chain linking you with behavior patterns that worked in the past are being stretched to the limit. At times, you may wonder if the situation is about to spin out of control. The normal reaction is to want to hold on tightly, but you're going to have to learn to let go. U squared is achieved through release. So turn loose if you want to jump. Don't be surprised if you grow uneasy. That's a predictable part of the process. When you take the quantum leap, you ride the situation, but you don't really control it all that much. In fact, the only way you control it is by 1, knowing where you're going, and 2, continuing the pursuit, then 3, learning from your mistakes. A quantum leap is an act of faith, exhilarating and possibly scary at the same time. You have to give up a large degree of security and safety. Plow through greater amounts of ambiguity and confusion and uncertainty. Wrestle with a totally new set of problems. Invite failure and possibly contend with criticism from other people who've been part of your support group in the past. Make you uncomfortable? That's a good sign. If you're experiencing no anxiety or discomfort, the risk you're taking probably isn't worthy of you. The only risks that aren't a little scary are the ones you've outgrown. A high comfort level provides solid evidence that you're playing it safe, not growing, not really testing your limits at all, and not in the process of a quantum leap. You might be making gradual progress, that's possible, but you're not going for a quantum leap, not a breakthrough. U Squared carries you beyond your commonplace everyday habits and calls for a little more nerve. So just go into this expecting a touch of anxiety. Uneasiness is a predictable psychological reaction when a quantum leap is underway. It's been said that if you will do the thing you fear, death of fear is certain. Courage is not the absence of fear and anxiety. It's proceeding in spite of those feelings. So press on. Open your gifts. You have many gifts that you've never opened. These are the gifts of talent, ability, and reach that are yours for the taking. The people we call gifted are different from the crowd in one very special way. They accepted their gifts. They let it happen. The high achievers, the persons you admire, are those individuals who opened their gifts. These winners have more gifts because they claimed them, took them out of the wrapping, and used them. Now it's time for you to do something with your gifts. Claim them, and you create them. Reach for them, and they materialize. Use them, and they grow to serve you better still. If you look at the particular skills you've developed over the years, the talents that you've exhibited, you'll find they are the gifts you opened and enjoyed. But how many others are there within your reach? For every gift you've opened over the years, there are hundreds that you've never unwrapped and taken out of the package. This unused potential hides there, just waiting to play a role in your quantum leap. When you make a quantum leap, you find out many new things about yourself. U Squared is a fascinating experience in self-discovery. A transformation occurs, a metamorphosis. Think of a striped caterpillar humbly crawling along the stem of a milkweed plant a few inches from Mother Earth, changing into a strikingly beautiful monarch butterfly that soars high in the air and bravely journeys thousands of miles in a cheerly pilgrimage. To become a monarch, to free those shining auburn wings, to fly high and free, the creature must break out of the cocoon of safety and open its gifts. Open some more of yours. Find your wings. Fall in love. Quantum leaps won't happen if you're living life with a lukewarm heart. Passion is a very important part of the process. It fires the soul and fills the spirit, energizing your heart and mind for the quantum leap to a higher plane of performance. Passion also keeps you going when you're hit with problems and uncertainty. But passion itself must be fueled. And you feed that flame with visions of a dream that's dramatic. The emotional intensity inside must burn hot enough to protect you against the chilling effects of doubt, uncertainty, criticism, and failure. Only deep desire can generate such heat. But for you to care this intensely, of course, there must be something worth caring about, something remarkable, special, and precious enough to light the fire in your heart. This means you must loosen the limits on your thinking and give yourself permission to pursue what you want most. The climate is right for a quantum leap only when you are passionately drawn to a particular goal. So let your deepest desires direct your aim. Set your sights far above the reasonable target. The power of purpose is profound only if you have a desire that stirs the heart. The inner drive must be strong enough to carry you past the point of wishful thinking. The dream must consume you, control you, drive you to action, disallowing half-hearted effort in the pursuit. Quantum leaps are an act of love, a passionate statement of how you care for the thing you seek. Only an emotional move holds the power to carry you the distance from you to U Squared. So let the heart take charge of your body. If you have a magnificent obsession, you are poised for a quantum leap. Make your move before you're ready. Don't bog down in getting prepared for this. Whatever else you need will come as you go. A person can make a career out of laying the groundwork to do something really big. Please understand, you don't prepare for a quantum leap. You make it and then fine-tune your approach. You go for it instead of forever getting ready so you will be sure to get it right. Zero defects is a hostile concept in the pursuit of U squared. First, you act. Then you frame out the details of your strategy. Move on your dream. Start and let what happens help you. It will help you develop a game plan. Mobility is the crucial element. Strategy formulation then evolves naturally out of your discovery process. You'll discover, once underway, that you know more than you know you know. Just trust your instincts. Once again, a quantum leap is something you are already prepared to do. It's not some absurd, wild-eyed scheme that calls for a fantastic stroke of luck just to have an outside chance of working. It's not an example of your reach exceeding your grasp. And it's most definitely not a matter of going for some grand goal that calls for painstaking preparation. A quantum leap is a move that is yours for the taking. Right now. It represents a giant step you can make merely by deciding to and opening yourself up to the resources presently available to serve you. Getting ready is, quite frankly, a stalling tactic, an act of anxiety, a con game you're working on yourself. You are already positioned to escape to a higher plane of performance. If you wait until you can get it perfect, you will never get it at all. The time to start is now. U squared can only occur in the present. Look inside for the opportunity. Everything else that's needed right now comes from inside of you. The opportunity, the timing, the power to perform, these are in you, not in the situation. The formula for U squared, the strategy for making the quantum leap, has been covered here. You have those answers. The answers to questions that remain must come from the voice within. Now you must listen to yourself. Those are the sounds no one else can hear. Your dreams, your desires, the thoughts that burn the hottest in your mind, they carry the message that help you find your own magnetic north. They point the way toward the breakthrough to U squared. Look inside at what pulls at your consciousness, for there you'll find direction. Everything else is in position, waiting for you. Just do it. Make the quantum leap. There's such a thing as trying too hard. You've got to sing like you don't need the money, love like you'll never get hurt. You've got to dance like nobody's watching. It's got to come from the heart if you want it to work. Come from the Heart, sung by Kathy Mateo.